Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time.
About that time.
It's your girl POC. Welcome back to another episode of Revive. It's your girl, POC. You know what time it is. Thank you guys out there listening and supporting me each and every time I get on these airwaves. Once again, today is June 7th, 2017. Welcome to another winning Wednesday here on Revive. Once again, I have True Heart in the building with me as always. Shout out to Harmony, the goddess, holding us down as well here on the Revive platform. Thank you for y'all's support. Thank you for trusting in me because, yes, we are growing each and every day, and I don't know where I would be without my team, True Heart and Harmony, the goddess. Once again, shout out to both of them. Definitely stay tuned because the True Series is coming up on the Revive show today as well. But once again, it's me, your girl POC. Shout out to everyone who's listening and supporting the platform. Make sure you guys go spread the word. We are live on timeforanawakening.com. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. timeforanawakening.com/revive is the link. Go click it. Tell everybody, go click it. Tell everybody to make sure they follow us on Twitter at @revive_POC. We are trying to get 1,000 followers by June 30th. Yo, True Heart, we going to get those followers?
I know we are. It's only a matter of time.
We're going to get those followers. And y'all better go follow. Spread the word. Let them know that we are going to go get those followers by June 30th. Follow us. We're trying to get 1,000 followers. Revive_POC. That's also our Facebook as well. So make sure you guys go check out our Facebook page as well, at Revive_POC. We are live tweeting every episode of Revive. So if you do miss the live streaming of Revive, you can definitely check out the timeline because we are live streaming every show. We have everything. We are not dropping the ball here on Revive. So definitely go check that out. Once again, spread the word. You can also find us on TuneIn. You can go to TuneIn.com or just download the TuneIn app and search Time for an Awakening. And you will hear me, your girl POC. Once again, TuneIn.com or the app. Download it. Don't matter. Just make sure you guys go search Time for an Awakening to hear me, your girl POC, live on air every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Definitely go check us out. I'm excited to be on the airwaves today because I was not on the air live on Sunday. I do apologize. I missed the show on Sunday, but I am back today. I know I missed a lot. I know I missed a lot. And also, that's why I'm starting this Comments with Consciousness every Tuesday and every Thursday. Comments with Consciousness every Tuesday and every Thursday, live streaming on Twitter and Facebook at 7:30 a.m. I'm trying to wake y'all up. Honestly, I'm trying to wake y'all up, and I'm trying to wake y'all up with some consciousness thoughts, some consciousness conversation, some conscious conversation. This is what we're trying to do here in Revive. We're trying to have some conscious conversations with you guys. We want to wake y'all up. Drive with me. Have a morning commute with me each and every Tuesday, every Thursday at 7:30 a.m. I go live on both Facebook and Twitter. So definitely check that out. On Tuesday, I talked about the Bill Maher situation when he talked about using the N-word. Yeah, Bill Maher definitely dropped that N-bomb and shook us. Like, I mean, he shook us. It's not something that's uncommon for us to hear, but it was definitely uncommon for us to hear that live on HBO. And I'm like, yo, did he do that? But he really did. I know, I'm about to say, I was definitely holding my chest like, yo. And then how he said it in a very, like, just very calm and cool manner. Like, if he did it, like, if he said it before, he had that conversation before, he made that joke before. It definitely sounded like he made that joke before, but it was very disturbing to me and a lot of other Americans out there. using the N-word is not cool. I know we as African Americans, we use it a lot, you know, talking to each other, amongst each other. But at the same time, that is, it's not cool. Whether we're having an intimate conversation, a political conversation, an argument, a dispute, it is not okay for us to continue to call each other the N-word. It's not okay. Whether we're using the ER or we're using the Ebonics way of, you know, adding an A on the end, it's not okay. Because once we say that it's okay, or once we give the impression that it's okay, people like Bill Maher would think it's okay to say live on air. I mean, live on air, so not something that was cut. It's not something that can be edited. This is something that's going to stick around for the remaining of his career. Like that, for the rest of his career, he would always remember that, because people are going to bring that up each and every time. Each and every time. It disturbed me. True, how did you feel about it?
It was shocking. I honestly was taken back by his comments, and you were talking about the way that he said it. He definitely said it in a very unbothered type of way. He was like, you know, they were conversing and he said it on live television. He had no regard at all for the history of the word. And even if it was used in context, there is something called being politically correct, or there is something called decency on air. So I don't think people are overreacting, and I definitely think that all the backlash is well deserved, because you have to understand the platform that you have. You have to understand the following that you have. So it just kind of caught me off guard.
But the crazy part is, now that you say that, politically correct, he actually got his show Politically Incorrect cut off air. Like, they cut that one off air, and that was live on ABC. I was about to say HBO. That was live on ABC back in 2002. They cut his show off because he made an ignorant statement towards the 9/11 terror attack that happened. So this is not his first go around. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was saying when he said it, because once again, it sounded and it looked like that he said that joke before, definitely to his colleagues, his Caucasian colleagues, to him, because he definitely didn't get as much backlash as he did this time. But the only thing is, he did apologize. I wish he would have, you know, actually said on air, you know, on HBO, or went on some kind of, you know, media platform or something and apologized. But he did do a written apology. But at the same time, on Friday, so HBO did not suspend his show, so on Friday he does have another live episode of Real Time with Bill Maher, and this time the guest is going to be Michael Eric Dyson. Shout out to Michael Eric Dyson. I love him to the utmost. He's a very, very intelligent African-American brother. And then you have Ice Cube is going to be on there as well. So I know that's going to be, you know, a very, you know, roller coaster kind of show. Yeah, very interesting. It's going to be very up and very, very up and down. Two intellectual men is going to be on that. Two African-American men, I should say, is going to be on Bill Maher on Friday. I don't know how I feel about them going on Bill Maher Friday, right after what he said last Friday. But at the same time, we do have to have a voice. You know, someone has to be there to correct him for his BS that he said on Friday. So I hope they do their job. I hope they're not there pandering to a certain community. I hope they're not there to just be puppets. I hope they're not there just to be eye candy, because, you know, Donald Trump does it all the time, a.k.a. the HBCU directors or presidents, whoever they were, that went to the White House that day for that photo op. And now the HBCU funding is getting cut every day. Betsy DeVos. But we're not going to talk about that. Thank you for, because I'm about to go on a tangent. But yeah, we're not going to talk about that. But yeah, so definitely, I hope they're not there for a photo op. I hope they're there to actually set him straight and put him in the right direction. But make sure you guys, once again, I just want to run this down because I am excited. I'm actually going to go speak at a community center next Wednesday with Tabor Community Partners, definitely in the North Philadelphia area. Germantown area. Thank you for picking me up on that one. In the Germantown area of Philadelphia. So I'm really excited to do that. So if you do want me to be in your community center, your school, your summer camp, anywhere near you, I'm trying to be in a city near you, make sure you reach out to me at revive.poc@gmail.com. So once again, that is revive.poc@gmail.com. I want to get in the community every day. Every time I get on these airways, I tell you guys this. I want to get in the community. I want to participate. I want to make this movement bigger than what it is, and I need your help to do so. So definitely reach out to me. Once again, that is revive.poc@gmail.com. com. But I do want to give some shout outs to today. Definitely want to give some shout outs today because today is June 7th, like I said. And I do believe that God just knew what he was doing today when he June 7th, maybe not actually June 7th, 2017, but he knew what he was doing on June 7th. Today, I just want to give a huge, huge, huge Earth Day birthday shout out to the one and only Allen Iverson, my man, my homie, my dog, the one I wanted to be like every time I step foot on the court. Allen Iverson, the legend himself. He turned 42 today, so I definitely want to give him a huge shout out. Mr. Philly, that's what they call him around town, Mr. Philly, because he played for the 76ers and he shut it down every time he stepped on the court. I actually met Allen Iverson one time. He did a celebrity softball game in Bowie, Maryland, and that's kind of close to where I'm from. And he did a baseball game. And my father took me and my sister there. So we had an amazing time. We got to meet him. He signed out T-shirts. It was just a great, and we actually got to walk on the field and everything. So we got to meet a lot of celebrities that day. And we definitely got to meet Allen Iverson. So super shout out to Allen Iverson. Happy birthday to you. Happy 42nd birthday to you. And I wish you many more to come. I hope you have a great, great birthday. Definitely shout out to Allen Iverson. I just wanted to give a shout out to him because he was my favorite. He was definitely my favorite growing up. Definitely. And he's Mr. Philly, and we in Philly recording every day. So we definitely got a shout out to our Philly pioneers. Also, another huge birthday shout out to Prince Roger Nelson. Today is Mr. Purple Rain birthday. So I do want to give a huge shout out to Prince as well. God rest his soul. I just wanted to say happy birthday to you. You are a legend yourself. Today he would have been 59. Prince would have been 59. So once again, I just want to shout that out and say huge happy birthday to Prince. I couldn't shout out Allen Iverson and not say anything about Prince. So I definitely wanted to make sure that I gave him his shout out too. So once again, shout out to Mr. Purple Rain himself. And then lastly, guess who birthday it is today, Trueheart?
Who?
Nah, really. Like, when I seen this, and everybody was going ham on Twitter, but when I seen this, today is Vice President Mike Pence. Yeah, it is his birthday. Today he turned 58 years old. I'm not giving him a shout out whatsoever.
Happy birthday or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not giving him a shout out at all. It's just ironic that I was talking about Allen Iverson and then I definitely wanted to bring up Prince, but I was like, yo, I can't just skip the VP. I gotta go tell somebody out there to go throw some cake in his face, blow his candles out for him or something. You know, like the good old days, you know, when it was your birthday, you got a chance to throw cake in his face. Yo, if I had the opportunity of throwing cake in Mike Pence's face, yo, I would smash it and smear all over that little blonde wig he got on top of his head. I really, really would. But definitely today is Vice President Mike Pence's birthday. I literally recommend all you guys, I'm telling all you guys to go on Twitter and just go ham, continue to go ham on this man's birthday. Let him know how we really truly feel about him, because in his eyes and Donald Trump's eyes, he thinks we just love him to death. The whole state of Indiana ran him out. I don't know why he think people love him. I don't know why he think people like him. But yeah, so definitely go on Twitter and go ham at him, mention him, tweet him, do whatever you got to do to let him know that, yeah, all 58 years, and yeah, on that note. But definitely, I just wanted to make that known. And then also, shout out to Tab Money and also CBE. Once again, they gave us a platform to showcase our Revive platform and put our pre-recorded episodes up on their platform. They sent us out an actual email. They sent us an email chain this week, and I looked, and it was like, all of the episodes up there, and it just made me, you know, just made me smile from ear to ear to know that the support is real. So once again, shout out to CBE, College Bound Entertainment. Go check out the website at cbelifestyle.com. Also go check out Harmony the Goddess blogs on there as well. She's a dope writer, so definitely go check out her blogs. I think that is an incredible thing that she is doing with College Bound Entertainment, as well as College Bound Entertainment just helping other people. And also, I'm going to continue to mention, until their camp actually starts, or until their camp is filled to capacity, sign your kids up for the College Bound Entertainment Summer Camp entitled Profit for Passion. Once again, entitled Profit for Passion. You can sign your child up at cbelifestyle.com. It's important that you do so. This is a camp that your child, the experience that your child will get at this summer camp, it will be truly amazing. So I definitely encourage everyone out there to go sign. If you're in the DMV area, this is a summer camp that is in the DMV area. I'm sorry. But if you are in the DMV area, make sure you guys go sign your child up. Because you don't, I'm trying to tell you, Tab Money got some things up her sleeve this summer, and you definitely will want your child to be involved. So definitely, that was a super plug. I just had to go plug them because they always doing things for the Revive platform. So shout out once again to College Bound Entertainment. Make sure you guys go check them out. We're going to tweet out their Twitter, Instagram as well, so you guys can know where to find them at. So make sure you guys go look at our timeline to go see where you can sign those kids up. Get those kids off the streets this summer. Make sure they're in a educational program where they can continue to learn all year round. You know what I mean? It's one thing to say we don't have the best education, or we don't have the best schools, or we're not getting funded for our schools, but then when summer comes around, we're not doing anything with our kids. We're just allowing them to go to the playground every day, or sit in front of a TV, or sit in front of a laptop. You know what I mean? It's time for us to wake them up as well. It's time for us to grab those, you know, game controllers, grab those phones, get them off those smartphones, and sit them down and say, read this book. Sit them down and say, hey, do this cursive. Yo, I remember when cursive was the thing. Punishment was sit down and write these letters in cursive 20 times. You know what I mean? They don't even write in cursive no more. That's crazy. How do they do signatures if they don't teach them cursive in school anymore? Yo, I remember my mom put me on punishment. It was like, yo, you going to sit down and you going to write these words 20 times in cursive. That was definitely a punishment to me. So definitely this summer, sign your kids up for something. Sign your kids up for something that's educational, that's going to move them in the right direction. I would definitely, definitely encourage that you guys look into STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Please look into STEM, because that is a market that is taking over these streets. And us as African Americans, we are not involved at all. We are starting to get our foot in the door, but we can actually take over that industry if we actually learn the proper technique, the proper way of doing so, and actually just utilizing the knowledge and education that is out there. We have to take advantage of it. It's so many STEM projects and so many STEM organizations out here now that if we're not taking advantage of it, it's truly our fault. It's definitely our fault that we're not doing that. But I do want to get into some what's buzzing, because I do have some news for you guys. So I do want to get into some what's buzzing. I want to talk about this Philando Castile situation. His trial has started, so I definitely want to get into this what's buzzing.
What's buzzing? Lost in a world full of words, or a combination of which enters me. On to rants such as what's buzzing. What's amazing is what a large world this is. Today in this world, we are either talking about the something, the no thing, and what's buzzing. Current events, let's talk about it. You have an opinion, let's talk about it. What's buzzing?
So we are definitely about to talk about it here on Revive. Let's talk about it, Truart. Really, so Philando Castile trial had started. It started back last week, Tuesday, May 30th. And it's just really a super eye-opener. Everyone's distracted with the Cosby trial that's going on, but definitely pay attention. There's so much going on. James Comey is going to testify tomorrow. Senators testified today in front of the Intelligence Committee. So definitely just stay tuned and understand that there's so much out here. And please don't get distracted from the BS. Just don't get distracted by the BS, because it's so much real news that we actually need to pay attention to that is going on out here. But yes, so the Philando Castile trial started last Tuesday, May 30th, and the officer, Geronimo Yanez, is the officer who actually took Philando's life. He actually started the trial off, and he went to testify first on behalf of the situation that occurred back July 6th of 2016. So just to give you a brief background, I am going to play a quick clip on what happened, because it was like a year ago, so I'm not sure if you guys know exactly or remember exactly what happened. It's something that we should remember what happened, because it's something that's still going on today, aka Jordan Edwards. But we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to play this quick clip for you guys.
The big question here, of course, was deadly force justified? And here is how the county attorney put it. Take a listen.
It is my conclusion that the use of deadly force by Officer Yanez was not justified, and that sufficient facts exist to prove this to be true. Accordingly, we filed a criminal complaint this morning in Ramsey County District Court charging Officer Yanez with second-degree manslaughter in the death of Philando Castile and two felony counts of dangerous discharge of a firearm that endangered the safety of Diamond Reynolds and her 4-year-old daughter, the two passengers in the car.
Now, let's just recap on what this story was about, because it got a lot of attention when it actually happened. And we should warn you that the video that we're about to show you is very graphic. Let's not forget that this was live streamed through social media, and this was by the girlfriend of Philando Castile. It was a very dramatic event as it was unfolding, and of course, live online. But let me take you through this. This was back in July. The woman that you're seeing on your screen, that is Diamond Reynolds, she says that they were stopped because of a taillight, and now we're learning from the Ramsey County attorney that that video actually started rolling about 40 seconds after the last gunshot was fired. And so you see Philando Castile there, very bloody. Diamond Reynolds saying that he was actually trying to get a hold of his ID when those shots were fired. But again, after about 19 weeks, the Ramsey County attorney mentioned he looked at all of the facts. He looked at the investigation by the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehensions, took all of that information in, and decided to charge the officer in this case, Geronimo Yanez, with second-degree manslaughter in the death of Philando Castile and two felony counts of dangerous discharge of a firearm. And we should add that those two firearm discharge charges are because of Diamond Reynolds was in the car, and so was her little girl.
And that was a clip pretty much reiterating exactly what happened last year, July 6, 2016, in the death of Philando Castile. Once again, in the hands of police, just police brutality in general. And it's just, it's really disturbing me. It's really disturbing me to see how this is being played out, because I've been doing my research on this because I've been waiting for this trial to go on for a very long time, as well as the Alton Sterling case, which, you know, happened the day before on July 5th. The murder of Alton Sterling, and his officers got off. So that made me even more eager to see what was going to happen in this Philando Castile situation. And it's just I'm just very appalled how it's really playing out already. And the first day of the trial, the only thing that they really talked about was that they found marijuana in the car. But they didn't find marijuana in the car until after he was dead, until after he had no more breath in his lungs. So it's just really shocking to me how, you know, our justice system really plays out. And Philando Castile's mom said one thing that really, you know, just really continues to play back in my head, that we have no checks and balances when it comes to, you know, our judicial system, especially on a local level, because just to think that they stopped this man for a broken taillight. They stopped this man, honestly, just for a broken taillight. But it then came out in further news days later that the reason why they stopped him, the honest reason why they stopped him, is because he fit a description of an armed robber who robbed a convenience store 4 days later. I'm sorry, 4 days before that. Robbed the convenience store 4 days before that for cash and some Newports. So because he fit that description, they pulled him over. And even in the clip, they played a clip of the officer's tape of him calling in the situation. And he said that they were pulling him over because he fits the description with a wide nose. And if you honestly know, if you know your history, you do your research, that is one major characteristic that Caucasians, or, you know, people of other origins use to describe African Americans all the time, that we have very wide noses. So are you going to stop everyone who's driving black because they have a wide nose? Let's talk about it. Honestly, driving while black should not be a crime. Driving while black isn't a crime, but it seems to be the crime of the year. It seems to be what is happening every day. Or walking while black, honestly. So it's just something that is just really playing in my mind. And then it's confusing to me, honestly, because if he was stopped for a taillight, wouldn't you ask for his license and registrations, which he did. The officer Geronimo, he did ask for his license and registration, but in order to give it to him, he had to go in his pocket, which most people will. If you ask me for my license and registration, I would either, if it's a day at work, I'm going to have to go in my briefcase. If I'm out, I'm going to have to go in my bag. So in order for me to do that, you never know what's going to be in that bag, what's in that pocket, what's in that briefcase. But you being an officer, some training has to be in line for you to know how to de-escalate a situation when you are feeling nervous or uncomfortable. You had a partner there with you. You wasn't there by yourself. Or what you would do if you feel like your life was threatened, you would say, hold on, I'm going back to my vehicle. Stay right here. You get back in your vehicle and you ask for backup. Simple. You ask for backup. You don't take it upon yourself and be God and take this man's life. And then you did it in a such way where you now have traumatized two people. You have traumatized two other people in this situation. You had a 4-year-old little girl in the backseat of the car. Anything could have happened. You're shooting down and towards the back of the car. That little girl could have been shot and murdered along with her stepfather. And then you had Diamond sitting on the passenger side. Who was to say one of those bullets wouldn't have ricocheted? And then this man literally shot his gun 4 times. So a lot of stories, once again, like I said, it is kind of confusing to get all the facts. Thank God Diamond went live on Facebook, and that's how we're able to see everything that did happen or did occur after, you know, Philando had no breath left in his lungs. But honestly, hold on, I'm gonna take that back, because when the video first started, you could still see him like skirmishing and moving around trying to catch some breath. But after maybe 2 minutes of the video, you just see him lying there with the officer still screaming, oh, F, like, he know he messed up. So he's just standing there screaming, continuously pointing the gun at this man. He never once put his gun down. He addressed Diamond like, oh, keep your hands where I can see them. Are you going to call for backup? Are you going to call for an ambulance? An ambulance did not arrive on the scene until 20 minutes after he was shot. 20 minutes after he was shot, that's when the ambulance arrived on the scene. Come on. So what are the procedures and protocols? Why is this man not in jail to this day? It is his job to protect and serve, not kill and murder. Let's really talk about it. Why is his partner not on the stand? Why is his partner not being accused of murder as well? He was a witness to it. Right? That's like if me and my homegirl or me and my homeboy, we go out and we shoot somebody dead, they're going to take both of us down. Not just one of us. We're both going down for being a witness to a crime. Something is going to happen. This man is still getting paid off our tax dollars. Philando went to work every day. He worked at a public school. He was a supervisor at a public elementary school in the cafeteria. He was working for the public. He was working for the people. He was working for the youth, trying to make a better life for himself, as well as the kids that he served, literally served every day, physically served every day. He was doing his part. He was being a citizen. He was making America great again, quote unquote, if we're going to, you know, talk about the Donald Trump America. So I don't understand it. I really don't understand this one. And then also you have to think about it on a broader scale. Minnesota and Louisiana, I'm going to tie both of these together because they happen within less than 24 hours of each other. But Minnesota and Louisiana, and I'm talking about Alton Sterling when I say Louisiana, they're both open carried states. You, both of them was, I'm not going to say both of them was correct, because Alton Sterling was definitely on parole, so he shouldn't have been carrying a firearm, but it is an open carry state, so he was able to carry a firearm if he wasn't on probation. But they would never know that because they never got his name, his address, they never ran his name in the system, any of that. On site, Alton Sterling lost his life. But when it comes, let's bring it back to Philando Castile. But when it comes to Philando Castile, he wasn't on probation. He wasn't on parole. He was able to carry that weapon. He was able to have that gun on his holster, on his hip. So because of the officer being timid, scared, and a coward, he decided to use his gun first to see who had the bigger gun, to see who had the bigger balls. And you shot off 4 times. You shot off 4 times to this man. Where's the de-escalation in this situation? And then why didn't he pull his taser? Why? That's still another question that I still have not gotten answered. Why didn't he pull his taser? Why are they always going for the gun first? Were even the questions that was asked? If you ask this man to get his license and registration, he has to pull it out from somewhere. He has to. So he had to move, sir. And then another thing, he did the right thing. He did the right thing by the government and the NRA. He told them that he was holding a weapon, or he was packing a weapon. He had a weapon in his possession. He said that. He stated that. But still, to this day, he has no more breath in his lungs. He's not here with us right now. He's not here to tell his story. He's not here to get his day in court. So that's very disturbing to know that these officers are out here playing God. And that's why I posed the question that I posed today on Twitter, is what are we going to do? What steps can we take, or what steps should we take, to end police brutality as well as racial profiling? And I really think it starts at the local level. It starts at the local level. It starts with our local officials. It starts with our local government. It starts with our local people, such as the community. We have to speak up. We have to hold them accountable. We have to hold them accountable. It also starts with voting. I'm sorry to talk, to be all political, but it definitely starts with voting. We have to vote. We vote these people in. We vote the sheriff in. Understand that. You guys in Milwaukee, you voted Sheriff David Clark into office. This is something that you vote for every 2 years. So you cannot complain if you're not out there voting. You cannot complain if you're living in an urban neighborhood and you have a Caucasian or a white a councilman or a councilwoman. You can't complain if your DA is a Republican and he's not doing nothing for you or the people who look like you next door. You cannot complain about that. If you're not voting, if you're not getting out and voting, if you're not getting out and being part of the community, you cannot complain about these certain things. So it's crazy that it happened literally back to back, and we're still talking about it. Alton Sterling lost his life July 5th, 2016, and Philando Castile lost his life July 6th, 2016. Two different men, two different states, two different scenarios, two different situations. But at the same time, they're both not here to tell their stories. They're both not here to get their day in court. So what are we going to do different to end this police brutality? What are we going to do different to end this racial profiling? We're forever talking about the problem. We're forever addressing things that we're not getting answers to. So we got to go out there and get these answers. We got to start knocking on these councilmen and councilwomen's doors and saying, hey, what can we do? How can you help us now that you're in a position that you are in because we voted you in? Now that you're getting paid off of our tax dollars because we go to work every day, now that you're getting paid, what can we do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? That's a huge question. We want to know what you guys out there are going to do. Chuhar, did you have any comments? I'm sorry, I was really going on a rant because this really, really, really just has me, you know, has me in my feelings, in my emotions, because I'm someone who really loves my people. I love my people. I love the community. I want to be a part of the community. I want to help people in so many different ways. But at the end of the day, we have to help ourselves individually first.
I agree with everything you just stated. It's so frustrating. It's so disheartening. And it's honestly, at this point, it's sickening. It's sickening to think that you can't even be yourself. He posed no threat at all. Did he have a firearm with him? Yes. But he had permit to carry it. And just like you stated earlier, if I get pulled over and the officer needs my license and my registration, I'm going to say, okay, well, let me get it from here. He stated that he had a weapon on him. But instead of trying to de-escalate the situation, the officer, who's now, I'm sure, going to operate out of the story of he feared for his life, he didn't try to de-escalate the situation. However, he chose to fight first. He chose to fight first. And now, Philando Castile is dead. Now his stepdaughter, and his fiance have to live with that. That's traumatic. They're going to need therapy. Until like the end of time. It's just really, 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 really unfortunate. I'm just over it and I'm tired of it.
Definitely. I'm over it and I'm tired of it too. We have to do something and I need some solutions. We do have a caller on the line. I want to get to this caller. Maybe this caller has some solutions for us. Hey, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? My name is E from She Rockin' City.
I love your support every week. Thank you for calling and supporting the Revive platform.
No problem. You know, it's actually refreshing to hear, you know, some sisters actually speaking up, having a voice. My whole thing is, though, you know, the police brutality against us has been that way, you know, for years now. We just had the technology to show each other. You know, what I have a hard time, you know, swallowing is that this hasn't made enough of people outraged enough to rise up. You know, I see brothers out here, you know, giving each other the gangster grill and quick to pull a gun out on each other. But when they face with a real enemy, you know, somebody who has made it known time and time again that we want y'all dead, they silent as a church mouse. Now, to me, the right word I'm looking for is, you know, they just as much as cowards as the police. You know, the fact that you were trained, literally, you went to school, you went to an academy, you were trained to be a figure to protect the public and de-escalate situations. That's your job. That's what you are paid to do. And you get afraid when somebody tell you, yo, I'm getting my job, but I do have a gun in here. You know, when he could have just said, nah, officer, and pulled it out and hit you with it. Because I don't know a soul that's going to be like, yeah, I got a gun, and I'm about to shoot you before they do it. Nah, folks, I know. You know, they would have just pulled out the gun and, you know, shot, or, you know, they wouldn't have put their hands up, or, you know. And also, you know, the fact that you discharged your gun in front of a little girl. I don't care what the situation is. If you feel like, you know, if main man is complying with you and you feel like you got to discharge your gun in front of a little girl, yeah, you're way more of a coward than what we're actually looking at. But the solutions, I really don't. I mean, other than standing together, standing with each other against the common enemy, I really don't see one. Because as long as we divided, you know, they could pick us off. You know, because if we all have the mentality, oh man, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know, I'm gonna just mind my business. And then when it do got something to do with you, now you don't got nobody riding with you because they took everybody out from around you. You know, they cut you. It's like social Lou Gehrig's disease. You know, they start at the tips and then take us inch by inch, little by little. And, you know, it's time consuming. But since everybody trying to mind their business and everybody trying to focus on them instead of the big picture, they get, you know, they get away with that type stuff. And the fact that we don't have enough public outrage, everybody want to get mad about little stuff, or get mad at their neighbor for blasting music too loud, but don't want to get mad at the police for blasting an unarmed black man or a black woman. You know, I mean, I'm still not over the Sandra Bland or any of that. You know, I'm not past it. You know,
that's my point, though. That's what you're saying is I'm not over it. True Heart just says she's not over it. But it's like, how do we find the solution? You know what I mean? We need to find a solution. You just talked about it. True Heart just talked about it. And I just talked about the problem. It's now that, what are we going to do? We need to come as a collective, as a community, bring back this unity.
Absolutely.
And, you know what I mean? And have these, you know, these uncomfortable conversations. So through the middle of these conversations, or through the midst of these conversations, we actually find the solution. So that's what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm thriving out here to find a solution to end police brutality and racial profiling, because that's exactly what it is. Sandra Bland, she lost her life because of a turn signal. You know what I mean? People out here don't use their turn signals. I can literally account, since Sandra Bland has left this earth to now, June 7th, how many officers I have seen turn the corner without using their turn signals. You know what I mean? So if we're going to be real about it, let's be real about it. But at the same time, they cannot see themselves as, you know, second class Americans. You know what I mean? Because we're all equal. We all should be equal. They're still the same. You know what I mean? They're still the same. They still put their shoes on the same way, still pull their pants up one leg at a time. So it's still something that we have to find the solution to. Because if we keep
taking our leaders, you know, our solution will not be reached because people will be afraid to step up. Me, I'm not. You know, if I got to lose my life to inspire the young buck that'll take it further, I'm with that. Not everybody else is. You know, people will be like, oh, well, Martin Luther King got shot, Malcolm X got shot, but they was moving forward. Progress was being made. Mm-hmm. And they stunted our growth with that. You know, they instilled fear. Like, look, y'all stand up. This is what's going to happen. And I'm not afraid to lose my life at all. So if I could reach, you know, 100 people, 200 people that are actually stand with me, that'll make, and you can get the 100, 200 people that are staying with you, and True Heart can get 100, 200 people that are staying with her. And then, you know, now we a small nation.
I agree. And then one thing what you said when it came to Martin Luther King, I want to speak on him. He said, I may not get to the mountaintop with you, but we are going to see the top of this mountain. So in order to do that, we have to find a solution. The day before he died, he made a speech motivating everyone and encouraging everyone to join the poor man's movement. And this is the speech where he told us to bank black, buy black, spend our money in black. You know what I mean? Everything black, black, black. And the day after, he lost his life. So he was talking solutions. But we have to do the exact same thing. You know what I mean? It's time for new leaders to step up. It's time for new leaders to come into fruition and help us understand what's going on, especially in this, you know, this technology era generation. Because like I said, his girlfriend was recording everything live on Facebook. So if it wasn't for Facebook, we would still not know what happened. Just like with Emmett Till, we did not know what happened to this man. You know what I'm saying? So it's so many murders that occurred that we will never know the story to, or we will never know the truth to, because no one's there to tell that truth. Because they're always going to take up their brother or their sister's keeper, their back, or whatever you want to call it. Because Terrence Clutcher, he's dead. He's gone. Betty Shelby shot him. That's a white female officer. And she had four men standing around her, and she was scared for her life. So it's really no excuses now, other than us find it's no excuses. I'm not settling for no excuses. I'm not taking any excuses. But we do have to go to a quick commercial break. Once again, that's what's buzzing. We were talking about the Philando Castile situation. The trial started May 30th, 2017. And then also his fiance, I'm going to call it what she is, his fiance, Diamond Reynolds, she went to trial yesterday, Tuesday, May 6th. June 6th, I apologize. So I may touch on that tomorrow with my comments with consciousness. Make sure you guys tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning, starting at 7:30 a.m. Take your morning commute with me, your girl POC. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time.
About that time.
It's your girl POC.
And welcome back to Revive. Once again, it's your girl POC. We are live on Time for an Awakening /Revive. Once again, Time for an Awakening /Revive. Spread the word, spread the message that we are live right now. Tell everybody to tune in. Tell everybody to click that link because we are live. Or you can go to tunein.com or download the TuneIn app and just search Time for an Awakening and you will hear me, your girl POC, live each and every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Make sure you guys go follow the Revive timeline on Twitter at Revive_POC as well as Facebook at Revive_POC because we are live tweeting the entire show. This is something you do not want to miss. Once again, today's show is entitled The Spit Up. I'm sorry, today's show is entitled The Week, The Wednesday Edition. I'm tripping. Today's show is entitled The Wednesday Edition of Revive. Today on Revive, we will have The Spit Up. We have two amazing guests coming to the Revive platform today, showcasing their talents. The Spit Up allows young entrepreneurs to come on and give us a piece of their mind, just spit it up and allow us to know what they are doing out here in the community, making efforts, making strides, following their dreams and getting things done. That's what we're trying to do here at Revive, giving people a platform to give out that information each and every day. So definitely stay tuned to The Spit Up because we do have our first guest coming up around the 9 o'clock hour, Bianca Garrett with her movement, Girls to Queens. So definitely stay tuned. We also have a returning guest coming onto the Revive platform that I know all you guys want to hear from. Her name is Black Haze. So definitely stay tuned because I know Black Haze is going to drop some gems for you guys. She has a huge cookout coming to the DMV area this Saturday, June 10th. So definitely stay tuned. She's going to drop some knowledge for you guys of how you can participate in all the activities she has going on, as well as just getting in the room, getting in the space and learning how to network. She's going to teach y'all how to network here on Revive today. So definitely stay tuned. But up next, we do have the Truth Series coming to you by True Heart. Are you ready? Are you ready for the truth?
The truth.
Are you ready?
The truth.
Are you ready?
The truth.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the truth?
The truth.
Are you ready?
The truth.
Are you ready?
The truth.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the truth? It's the Truth Series.
Good evening and welcome back to the Truth Series. This is your girl, True Heart. And thank you all so much for tuning in to the Truth Series on a Wednesday, because I usually come on Sundays, but I'm back on a Wednesday. Thank you all for tuning in. Be sure to follow Higher Level Communication because the Truth Series is brought to you by Higher Level Communication. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Higher Level Communication, and Twitter is Higher Level Com. That's Higher Level COMM. And guys, if anything that I say tonight or any of the True Series resonates with you, you can always call in at 215-490-9832. Again, the number is 215-490-9832. And join the conversation. Always, let's jump right into the True Series. Today's topic is entitled The Gift of Giving. The True Series today is entitled The Gift of Giving. And I brought this up today because it hit me over the last week. I really love giving back. I really love making the most positive impact on people's lives that I can. In fact, this past Sunday, I started the Self-Care Sunday by Higher Level Communication. And this is something that I started to hone in, not only on the importance of self-care, but self-respect and self-love. And I said it before, and I'll say it again today. We give so much of ourselves to other people, but we don't necessarily always give that same love back to ourselves. It's time that we take all the love that we give to other people and shift it and give it back to ourselves. Outside of taking time out for ourselves, we have to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves, our mind, body, and soul. So be sure to follow Higher Level Communication on all social network platforms because you do not want to miss Self-Care Sunday. We had an amazing conversation this past Sunday, and it'll be going on every single Sunday. But I said that to say that was my way of giving. That was my way of saying, you know what? This is something that helps me, and I want to put it out there in the world because you never know who it may help. And Halima, who is the owner of BUNHD, she always says, give your gift away. And it never hit me because I'm like, give your gift away? What? That seems like such a large task to do, but we really don't realize how much we have to offer to the world. Sometimes we downplay ourselves. Sometimes we settle for anything. But I realize, no, you have so much to give. Not only did I have to tell myself that, I recognize so much potential in other people. And I'm like, if you only stop sleeping on yourself, stop playing, because you have so much to offer. And recently this past week, I posted on Higher Level Communications page, you owe yourself so much. Don't just settle for anything. And this is honestly the key. We owe ourselves so much. What you have inside of you, give to the world, because you never know what may come back to you just by giving it out. The important thing is just to give. Give, give, give. And one thing I learned, that with giving comes service. And what I mean by that is that get under somebody like a mentor, as far as, or even if a friend, or even if a family member that's doing something that you would like to do, give of yourself. Give your time. Give your attention. You never know how much can come from if you just give your time. You never know what opportunities you may come about. You never know what people you may meet. You never know what network you may tap into just because you gave your time. Give your attention. One of the most powerful gifts you can give is somebody's, give somebody your undivided attention, uninterrupted attention, not picking up your phone, not saying, oh, let me check this news feed. Okay, I got to take this call. Oh, let me check what's on TV. No, undivided attention. Be there for someone. If they need to talk, cry, get something off their chest, we really downplay and devalue attention. Give someone your attention. Give someone your time. And guys, when I tell you that you really never know what will come from, you never know what will come from that particular opportunity. You never know what one conversation can honestly change your life. And the information that people have to give you, absorb it like a sponge. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And take it and filter it through, because you really never know how that can positively impact your life. The things that we have inside of you, and what I realize is that the things that we have inside of you, you have to give them away. And by giving your gift away and by giving whatever you do best away, not only does that expose you to people that you may never have met before, it puts you in a different situation. It puts you in a different space, because now people are exposed to what you do best. Oh, you know how to do hair. Oh, you know how to operate the boards. Oh, you know how to do social media marketing. Let me introduce you to this person. Let me network you with this person. Let me connect you with this person. But nobody will know what you're good at if you don't release it to the world. If you just continue to have your gift and you're very selfish with it and say, you know what, this is just for me, and you're not sharing it with others. God in the universe did not give you a gift or a talent or ability for you to just sleep on it. If POC never woke up and said, you know what, I like to talk. I think I'm going to do radio. Revive would never be a thing. If I didn't realize, like, wait, I love helping people. Honestly, that's my passion. I love helping people. High level communication would never be a thing. You have to realize that you have something so unique to give to the world. But you have to believe it. You have to believe in yourself. And once you continue to believe in yourself and have daily positive affirmations, say, you know what, I can do this, then that's when it's going to come. So give your time, give your energy, give your attention. But also give that one thing that if you were never able to do it, you would miss it. That's that one thing I'm talking about. That if I was never able to help people, I'd be like, dang, I miss it. If POC was never able to get on the mic again, dang, I miss it. That one thing, the honesty, just sets your soul on fire. Tell somebody about it. Give it away. I'm not telling you guys to work for free. That's not what I'm saying at all. But just expose yourself a little bit, because you never know the network you may tap into. Ever. So continue to give. Give with a giving heart. Don't give because you want something back. And don't give somebody something and then when you get mad, take it back. You don't do that. Continue to give. Continue to love. Continue to spread all positive vibes. And honestly, I feel like the universe is going to return it back to you. Give. Give because you never know. And I continuously said that throughout the whole Truth series, because you don't. Tomorrow isn't promised. However, if you make a positive impact on somebody's life that has a longer impact, then you may know. Continue to give. Continue to believe that you can do it. You just want to be sure that one thing that's inside of you, don't be selfish. Continue to give it. And if you're sleeping on something and you have a talent and you have an ability and you have a strength that maybe no one ever knew about, try to share that gift with somebody. And I promise you, I definitely promise you that it will come back tenfold. This has been another Truth series on Revive. Be sure to follow Higher Level Communication on Instagram and Facebook at Higher Level Communication. And on Twitter, it's Higher Level Com. That's Higher Level COMM. And if anybody ever wants to email myself or the Higher Level Communication team, you can shoot us an email at higherlevelcommunicationco@gmail.com. This has been another Truth series. Happy Winning Wednesday. Peace, and I'll be back next week.
I definitely agree with you with today's Truth series. You have to give. You have to give. The gift of giving is everything. If you want something, if you want to manifest anything, in order to do that, you have to give. I am like a super advocate because I'm blessed. Like, I'm super blessed, and I'm not bragging that I'm blessed or anything like that, but I am super blessed. Like, I am covered every day I walk. So what I know for a fact is I'm overwhelmed sometimes with how blessed that I am. So I'm at the point where I know for a fact, I'm like, you get a blessing, you get a blessing, you get a blessing. Like, I'm trying to be like Oprah, you know what I mean? Like,
you're blessed to be a blessing, though. That's the thing. God's not going to bless you and then say, okay, I'm selfish and I got all my blessings. I'm not going to touch anybody else. No, that's corny. Stop being selfish. Give it away.
I agree with you, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to get like Oprah one day. I'm trying to just start passing out blessings and handing out blessings to people who actually need them. You know what I mean? Because there's so many people out here who have everything and won't even look, you know, to that person in the face, or won't even look that person in the eye and say, here you go. Here's this. Here's that. But I definitely appreciate your True Series today, because I can resonate exactly with what you just said. But definitely, that was the True Series. Make sure you guys go follow Higher Level Communication. They have a lot of things coming down the pipeline for summer 2017. So this is something you don't want to miss. Once again, that was your girl True Heart. It's me, your girl POC. We do have our next guest coming right up after this quick commercial break. So definitely stay tuned. You do not want to miss this episode of The Spit Up. So definitely stay tuned.
From the outside, it's easy to think that somebody's got it all figured out. Because my hair is curled and my cheeks are intentionally flushed, I must not have a care in the world. As if it were expected for my demons to be worn like a scarlet letter pinned to my chest. And they assume if you cannot see it, then it's not really there. As if pain does not exist unless you're bleeding or slung in a cast or staggering with a limp. But sometimes the most painful demons are the ones they can't even see. So we learn how to smile, how to grin and bear it, because nobody likes to talk about the tough stuff. Hell, I don't like to talk about the tough stuff. I have anxiety. It feels like every cell in my body is moving so fast that my veins are blurry. That despite the constant metronome of my heartbeat inside my ears, it's like listening to a spastic drumline. It feels like bees in my ears, like a broken white noise machine playing all of the sounds at once. And I don't even realize I'm gritting my teeth or cracking my knuckles or rubbing my forefinger against my pinky or twisting the gold band on my middle finger, holding onto myself like I'm the only lifeline bridging the gap between reality on my own two feet and the atomically loud abyss of noises and sounds and feelings of fleeting rushing through my veins. And I'm avoiding eye contact. Not because I'm not listening to what you're saying, because I'm listening to the sound of my own voice, hoping that through your ears you can't hear that it's two octaves too high and on the verge of breaking because my palms are sweating and I somehow forgot to speak with anything behind my words other than insecurity. My anxiety feels like fire. Unexplainably hot and rash and frustrating as I gnaw the inside of my cheek as if the solution to this feeling is buried between my teeth and gums. It feels like drowning, but it feels like burning, and it feels like fucking forever. I imagine my feet moving with trails of dust behind them like those cartoons, because somehow it feels like I'm moving faster than the 60 seconds they've allowed in a minute. All the while, I'm just playing catch up on the stopwatch. And it doesn't add up like it did in high school mathematics. I can't carry the one and find the square root of the problem, because most of the time, there is no problem. There's no life or death situation. There's no rhyme or reason. There is just feelings, and I'm feeling all of them at once. Some days are better than others. Some days are worse. But they're just days. And I've got more where they came from.
Thank you. lesson. Make mistakes for me to be. With each mistake, there's a new lesson. I can be
anything you want to be. Ahead of the game at a young age, the intelligence of a grown man trapped inside of a young brain. Kind of on the short side, but stands tall when you throw the ball. That's why I'm hanging with the smart guy. AKA Mr. Know-it-all.
Smart guy.
Welcome back to Revive. It's your girl POC. Y'all, True Heart just Millie rocked to the theme song. She definitely just Millie rocked. She hit a dab and all that on the theme song. We really be in the studio tripping every time that theme song come on. That's the Revive theme song because you guys know what time it is. Each and every time we get on these mic, definitely every time I get on the mic, that's all I want to do is educate every educate. I had to tell somebody, yo. I had to. Make sure you tell everyone once again, we are live on Time for an Awakening /Revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive, or you can go to tunein.com or search the TuneIn app and just search Time for an Awakening, and you will hear me, your girl POC, live on these airwaves each and every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And make sure you tell everybody to follow the Revive timeline on Twitter at Revive_POC. Once again, we are trying to get 1,000 followers. We're trying to get 1,000 followers on Twitter. So make sure you tell everybody to go follow the Revive platform. But we do have our first guest for tonight's Spit Up Weekly Thrill. I'm coming to the Revive platform today. Yo, Truar, who we have coming to the Revive platform?
Tonight on the Revive platform, we have Bianca Garrett. Bianca Garrett is a young queen who just wants to make a difference, be the difference, and embrace the different. She is determined to change the face of our generation as women. We are all that we say we are. That's why I Am Queen is used with everything. Bianca came up with Girls to Queens to help girls just like her to find their confidence, take back their true identity, and blossom into what they are destined to be. The Girls to Queens motto is, I am your sister, for we are not each other's competition. Welcome, Bianca, to the Revive platform.
Hey, hey, how are y'all?
Welcome, Bianca. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Awesome.
Great.
I'm extremely excited to have you on the Revive platform. Like when we were talking earlier, I told you I've been like Instagram stalking your entire platform because I love the movement that you are doing. So if you can go ahead and introduce yourself and also introduce your brand and actually what you do for the listening audience as well.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Bianca Garrett. I'm from Philadelphia. And, you know, something about my organization, what we stand for, our principles, our sisterly love, empowerment, unity, uplift, and self-love. Just to give you a little background, how I started this organization is simply just like looking in the mirror. I was tired of kind of like trying to be accepted, trying to put in this weave to look like this girl and try to do this and try to do that. I kind of wanted to have like my own definition of who I was and who I was as a Black young girl. You know, living in this generation today, it was just like everybody was following some type of trend. Nobody was really being themselves and stuff. So I kind of created this organization right in my dorm room up in college at Lincoln University. So, I kind of wanted to be a voice that you can be yourself. It's okay to love yourself for who you are, for we are not each other's competition. So many sisters and brothers, we judge each other just because we're different. And, you know, I kind of try to embrace that, like, and try to uplift our young girls to know that you don't have to be with the society defines you to be. You can really be yourself and still, you know, love yourself, blossom, and do all that you want to do. So
excellent.
That's kind of all.
Excellent. Excellent. And that's why I wanted to have you on today, to talk about what you do. But I do want to, you know, reiterate or piggyback off something you said. You said you started in your dorm room, though?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Explain. You got to tell that story for the people. Tell that story. I want to hear it.
Okay. So it was so funny. So I kind of always wanted to do this, but it was just like I always felt like I needed money. So I was calling my mom like, Mom, I had another dream, like, or I had another vision of me having this, like, you know, this type of event that I wanted to have. And it was just called I Am Queen. So I kind of was like, you know what? I'm tired of this. My mom was like, you know what? You don't need no money, girl. You push yourself and you just have it. Like, people will come support you. So I was kind of discouraged, like, oh, I don't know. I don't have a lot of money to get this, to get that. I want to get gifts. I do so much sometimes. And my mom was just like, no, just do it. So I went to the dollar store and I racked up all this dollar candy. I brought a cake from Walmart and I brought, I actually did my own flyers and my own like uplifting games and stuff like that. I created everything in the library, cut it out. I did like, you know, that whole arts and crafts thing. So what happened was one day I just posted it. I made my flyer and I said, you know, every girl come to my room at, 7 o'clock. So I was just like, you know what? I was just trusting God. Like, I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't know. How is it going to be? But, yep, I put it on my page, and I had over 70 girls come. Like, girls couldn't even come into because I lived in suites. So it was like an overflow. It was such a blessing, and a lot of people were able to be touched and to be, like, you know, blessed by that event that I had. Like, it was so overwhelming. So from there, I had a meeting. You know, I had a sign-in sheet for whoever wanted to really continue to do this. So it was just kind of like stepping out on faith and doing it. And then from there, it was like every week I was having different women empowerment events. I was going out to different socials, and I was able to actually be able to speak at the first A Black Women's Struggle Fair. So that was really big. It was at Mansfield College, and it was one of the first ones. And I was so nervous. I didn't know what to say. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just go out on faith, because that's how I started. So that's kind of like.
Awesome. So is there anyone at the university picking up after you take it, you know, so the legacy can continue to live on, or did you take it with you once you graduated?
It's kind of both, because a lot of my girls still are like attend the university, but it's kind of like, it was like my baby that I kind of birthed. So it was just like, it came with me, but it's still sisters there that, you know, still do the uplift and empowerment. And on, like, I have the Women Empowerment Wednesdays, I have the Black Fridays, and I have the Sister Saturdays. So what I do is I give them my, like, kind of like the rundown of how my day will go in Philadelphia. And some of the girls are able to actually have a event at in a space on campus, or probably in their room or something like that. So
awesome. So my next question is, how do you start to develop, you know, relationships with, you know, the girls that sign up to be a part of your movement? How do you start to develop those relationships?
What I do is I always like push the fact that, you know, I want them to be comfortable. So it's like how I did like my first group of girls is I simply just had a meeting, and I had a couple of girls at a time, about five girls at a time, and I had like five different questions that I would have to kind of, for them to kind of like show who they are, express who they are, like however they would want to, like in a song, in a rap. Like, I love talent too. And a lot of the girls that I had are talented. So it's however they wanted to come with it, like they were able to prepare that and come back. And that's how I did it. Even if you just wanted to stand up and say, hey, you know, this so-and-so, I do this. But it's just like, I just kind of let them express themselves. That's how it was kind of like a little, it was an interview, but it was really just like, come as you are. I just want to see who you are, what you need, like, what do you need help with? And what I tend to do is I always like long for the girls that kind of really need the help more, and the girls that kind of have it all together, like that's kind of growing into their confidence stuff a little faster. They become the big sisters of the sisters that actually come in, you know? So it's kind of like a, almost like a mentoring program too, because it was so many girls, I had to like pair us up. So it was like, I did like the emoji game. I put like if I put a peanut butter, somebody else had the jelly. If I put a key, somebody had the lock. So that's how we kind of intertwined and got to know each other and stuff like that.
I actually like that game. That was actually a great that was really a great idea. But what are some challenges that you may face in the movement that you're trying to put out here when it comes to you? Because you probably meet girls with all different that come from all different walks of life. So what are like the challenges that you may face with your organization?
I would say the challenges that I face is not really with the org. Well, I guess it would be the org itself. It's just the support sometimes, because I often get overwhelmed with a lot of things. Because, dealing with a lot of girls and different issues and problems and stuff like that, it's sometimes I pour out so much that I kind of like am so overwhelmed. Sometimes it's, you know what I mean? But it's just like, that's why now I'm trying to look for other leaders that can kind of step up and help me out. But that's really like the biggest probably struggle that I have right now. But far as like with the girls, it's really no struggles. Like, I love meeting with them, seeing how their day was. Like, I contact all of them like daily, all the time. Like, we always be in our little chats and stuff like that. So it's really uplifting. Like, they uplift me. They don't even know that, but they really make me happy. Like, every time they tell me about like, hey, Bianca, I did this, I did that. Or even when they are going through it, like, just for them to look at me as someone that they can really get through something with is just so, like, it's a blessing. It helps me go through my day, like, lots of these.
Awesome. So is this something like a free organization? Does everyone who sign up, is it free? How do you, it is free. So, but how do you keep the organization going? Like, how do you keep it growing? How do you keep it going? How do you make an income so you can become a full-time entrepreneur off of your organization?
So right now, good thing you said that. Right now, I'm actually working with the event that I'm having on Saturday. I'm actually meeting with two sponsors. So I'm trying to get that going, like with sponsors, with like a sponsorship, because yes, like I said, it is free, because I just want the girls to come in and just to learn and to grow. So it's just like, I'm meeting with sponsors. I don't really ask them for anything out their pockets. Sometimes we do like, for like a community event we had a couple of weeks ago, it was just like, if you had $5 or anything to contribute, that's like how it would be. But as far as money, like sponsorship, that's what I'm looking for right now, because everything really comes out of my pocket. So it's like, I'm kind of about to just win in the souls and like kind of help sisters, revert their energy to knowing who they are right now. So it's not really all about the money. So it's like, when I do get the sponsors, it will be totally to go into like maybe some space for us to have our events and get us some shirts and stuff like that. So
definitely. So you're walking in your calling. I can hear it in your passion. I can definitely hear it in your passion that you're walking in your calling.
Yes.
So is this what you want to do? Is this like the goal for, Bianca Garrett? Is this what you want to do? You want to become a full-time entrepreneur, helping other young women and motivating other young women to, be successful as they can be?
Yes, I definitely do. And two, this is like a start of what I really, really like, a long-term goal. Like, Girls the Queens will one day become like a Boys and Girls Club, and awesome. That's what I really, really hope to do for the community. And I want to own like, my own foster homes and things like that. I really love giving back, so that's kind of what I'm about. But Girls to Queens was something like out of my, like, out of my little heart, to just, I didn't have no money, I didn't have nothing, I just wanted to give. So it's like, this is like what I've birthed, and it's just like, I hope years to come, so it can grow and grow and grow, and maybe we'll have like, our own center, or like, a women's shelter, something like that. Like, that's the goal out of this.
Yeah, Bianca, I'm telling you right now, it is growing. You may not see it yourself, but it's definitely growing, because you never know who's watching. I've been tweeting out your flyer for like the past 3 days now, so trust me when I tell you, you never know who's watching. But how can someone actually sign up to be a part of your organization? How can someone sign up to be a part of an organization? How can someone find more details within the organization?
So you could actually right now, I'm actually updating the page, but I do have an email that you guys like can, contact. Is bianca.garrett@gmail.com or girls2queens@gmail.com. Everything will be updated on the page by probably like 11 tonight. But usually what I do is I put it on my page and I get my girls to post, continuously post until, the day before. So everybody can know, like, when are we, accepting more members and things like that. So everything will be on the page tonight for anyone who is interested. But it's simple even too. If you just want to text me, my number is on the page, or if you just want to DM me, it's simple as that. Like, I don't try to give people a hard, you know, hard time. You just want to DM me, hey, I'm interested. That's how I had about 5 girls about last week just DM me. And I'm just like, you know what? Come up, come on. I'm grabbing you. Let's go. So that's kind of how it is.
I love your passion. But you do have to give that social media title one more time because you do spell it a little differently. So I do want you to go ahead and spell it for the people so they know exactly how to find you.
All right. So it's Girls to Queens. It's GIRLS. And Queens, I spell Queens, KWEENS. That's Girls to Queens.
Awesome. And then the event that you're having this Saturday, June 10th, go ahead and break it down to us exactly what you are doing, how people can get involved, how people can also volunteer to help you with your movement as well.
All right. So Sister Saturdays again, but this Saturday is kind of like for all men, women, children, everyone. What we're doing is we're meeting at the Philadelphia's Women's Shelter, and we're giving out groceries and foods to families in need. If you will want to come out, all you have to do is show up. Basically, we have the food. We are provided the food from the shelter and like some different other sponsors. So the food is there. It's like an assembly line. We have our own little sections, and you know, the families just come and they grab what they would need, or you know, things like that. And it's just like really an amazing experience. I went for the first time last week, and it was just talking to the people and just smiling. Like they were just like, you girls are just like, they were so excited, and I love that. Just for smiling and saying, how are you? They were just so excited, and they were just saying that we changed their day, stuff like that. So you never know what you can do by just, you know, coming, helping, lending a hand. And that's kind of what we're doing on Saturday, you know.
Awesome. Do you have the address to that? Do you have the address to that women's shelter?
Yes.
Go ahead and give them
the address. It is 325 North 39th Street in Philadelphia, PA 19104.
Say that one more time. You kind of faded out.
Okay. 325 North 39th Street. And that's in Philadelphia, PA, 19104.
Awesome. And Bianca, I'm extremely excited for you once again. I do wish you many blessings in your future endeavors. I know you are going to go far, like tremendously far. I know you're going to hit every city in the United States. I know you're going to try to take care of everybody because that's just the kind of warm heart that you do have. So if you can go ahead one more time, give the people your email, how they can sign up, how they can slide in DMs, whatever they need to do to be a part of this organization, go ahead and give them that knowledge.
Okay, so, all right. So you guys can actually follow me, Beautiful, that's BEEYOU. TIFUL _. You can follow me on that page, or you can follow me on Girls to Queens, which is GIRLS2KWEENS. And you can just simply, as I said, you can send a DM. You can email me at Bianca.Garrett, which is BIANNCA.GARRETT, or Girls to Queens, GIRLS2KWEENS@gmail.com. You can simply leave a comment, leave a message. You can, my number is on the page. Just however you want to contact me, you can contact me. And you're always, always welcome.
Awesome. Thank you, Bianca. I do appreciate you coming on and supporting the Revive platform. But before I let you go, I do have one last question. So is the Sister to Sister Saturday, is that every Saturday, or how does that work? Because that was something that, you know, really stood out to me. How does that work?
Yes. Right now we're doing one we're going to start doing every Saturday, but this is actually one of the first Saturdays that I'm starting back up because we stopped last month in April. In April we have stopped because, you know, I was doing a lot of things with school. So we are actually starting this Sister Saturday is the first Saturday that we will have, and hopefully to come every Saturday we'll have something. So if you can just, you can look on the page for every update, you know, updates will be up frequently, so daily you'll see that.
Thank you once again, Bianca. I do appreciate you coming on the Revive platform and just, you know, supporting us so we can continue to support you. You are welcome to come back at any time. Anytime you have an event you want to spread the word for, you definitely have an invitation to do that here on this show.
All right, thank you.
No problem. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
So once again, that was Bianca Garrett with Girls to Queens. Make sure you guys go check her out on Instagram. Send her emails, slide in her DMs, whatever you may want to do or whatever you need to do. Make sure you guys go do that, because she has a movement that is going to take over this Philadelphia area. She's trying to put everyone on her back. And I do believe that she's going to do that, because that is the warm heart that she has. She wants to be in the community. That is what she does. You check out her Instagram page. I'm trying to tell you, she's doing some big things in the city of Philadelphia. Once again, that is Girls to Queens, founded by Bianca Garrett herself in her dorm room, though. You hear what I'm saying? Like, that's the millennial energy we need. Starting movements on our own, making strides on our own. We don't need no, like she said, I don't need no money. I'm just going to do whatever I got to do to make this happen, because this is my dream. She literally physically said she envisioned it while she was asleep, and then now she put that into life. She spoke that into existence. So I'm extremely excited for that young sister. I know she's going to kill it. She's going to continue to keep doing her thing out here in the city of Philadelphia. Make sure you guys, everybody, go follow her page. Follow her movement, volunteer, sign up, donate, do whatever you have to do so she can continue to do the work that she is doing in the community each and every day. Thank you. I do appreciate Bianca Garrett one more time for coming onto the Revive platform. But up next, we do have another special guest, Black Hayes. So definitely stay tuned to the Revive platform. You do not want to miss this episode with Black Hayes. She's going to drop some knowledge. You talking about network? She's going to teach you how to network. She's going to teach you how to network here on Revive. This is what she does. Definitely stay tuned. We'll be right back after this small commercial break.
Greatest idea. We have a much more vibrant society when we don't have such a vast chasm between the haves and the have-nots. We need that middle ground that we call the middle class, the people who buy everything, people who use the products that the rich are creating, if they're creating anything other than wealth, right? So it's what's happening with the Chinese economy right now. They're changing their whole outlook because they need consumers.
Yeah.
And without a middle class, you're not going to have consumers. You're not going to have it at the level that we normally would have it.
So can I go back to, because I thought what you said was fascinating, because you called it bull when you said people can't, you know, pull themselves up. Do you think that race plays a part in wealth distribution, or either a mindset that you can't
today,
or cannot? Yeah.
No.
You don't?
No, I don't. You and I, we're proof. Why would race have anything to do with it? Put your mind to what you want to do.
What police? Fresh out the box. Stop. Look and watch. Ready yet? Get set. It's all that.
Training. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time.
About that time.
It's your girl POC.
Welcome back to Revive. It's your girl POC. Once again, tell everybody, spread the word that we are live at timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, that is timeforanawakening.com/revive, or you can download the TuneIn app or go to tunein.com and just search Time for an Awakening and you'll hear me, your girl POC. Make sure you tell everybody, they mama, sister, brother, uncle, cousin, because we are trying to get 1,000 followers on Revive. We are trying to get 1,000 followers on our timeline on Revive on Twitter. So definitely, that's what we do. We talk, we tweet. This is what the Revive platform do. So definitely follow the movement, follow the brand. But we do have our next special guest coming to the Revive platform. I'm extremely excited to have her back on the show today. Yo, Chuar, who we have coming to the show?
Next up on the Revive platform, we have Hazel Dennis. Hazel Dennis, many of us know her for her funny dancing posts. Some of us may know her for her plight in becoming a creative social worker. And many of us know her for her brand, Fist Up, Afros Out, which is a brand that aims to unify through fashion, activities, and programs. Hazel Dennis is also known as Black Haze. Her entire being is to consolidate her Master's of Education in Social Work and Social Justice with fashion and art in order to change the world in a very positive way. She recently created a web series called Bargaining with Black Haze, where she travels the United States showing people how she thrift shops. Welcome to the Revive platform, Black Haze.
Hey, everybody.
How are you doing today?
I'm awesome, sauce. How are y'all?
Awesome, sauce. Yo, I'm extremely excited to have you on the show once again. I love what you're doing out here in every street. I was about to say in these DMV streets, but you are everywhere with what you do. Definitely, you are everywhere. You are like a phenomenal icon, and you ain't even get started yet. You know what I mean? Like, this is just the beginning, so I definitely know you are thriving right now. But if you can go ahead and introduce yourself to the listening audience and tell the people a little bit about what you do and also your brand.
First and foremost, I want to thank you guys for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure. But like she said, my name is Hazel. Everybody knows me as Black Haze. I'm 25. I am technically a social worker by career, but in real life, I'm a creative social worker. So with that being said, with my career, I try to make a creative kind of touch to it. So outside of work, I like to thrift. It's one of my favorite hobbies. I have a brand called Fist Up Afros Out, and I also have a photography collaborative that me and my younger brother are involved in. So I do a lot, but I try to merge everything into social work some way, somehow. So it always goes back to some type of social work practice, philanthropy, or, you know, things up that alley. So that's pretty much about me in a nutshell.
Awesome. So how do you intertwine the two, though? How do you intertwine, like, the fashion and the social work and, you know, all the movements that you have? How do you intertwine the two?
Well, you know, that actually used to be one of my biggest struggles. I used to always wonder, how could I do it? And in graduate school, I met a professor who was actually in the process of doing it. And, you know, she was kind of like my mentor. She used to always mentor me and just let me know, like, you know, this is something that you can do. So how I do it is I just always try to have my mission go back to being the greater good or helping the greater good. So, you know, fashion, even though a lot of people may look at it like, she's not serious, fashion, you know, it's not no type of social work in fashion. But if you really think about it, when you look good, you feel good. Mm-hmm. And not even in a superficial way. Like, you know, a lot of people, I'm not concerned with high-end brands or anything like that, but I know when I go to the thrift store and I find a popping outfit, I feel bomb. I don't know about y'all. I'm feeling bomb. So with that being said, you know, I like to use that to uplift a lot of people because, you know, I didn't have it all growing up. So, you know, a lot of times thrift store clothes, hand-me-downs and things like that were what was given to me. And you kind of just have to work with what you're given and use it for what you want. And that's just how my outlook on life has always been. And so that's pretty much just how I try to tie it in, if it can help somebody in some way, even if it's not in the most traditional way. Definitely, if you can help somebody in any way, it's always a good thing.
Definitely. What is like one thing that you have, you know, you have ran into? What is like one, what is that biggest obstacle that you have ran into when it comes to putting your platform forward and moving forward and actually growing in the direction you're trying to go into? What is one obstacle that you have faced so far?
I would say one obstacle, this isn't my biggest obstacle, but I'll just say this obstacle because I know other people who are trying to do what I'm trying to do may struggle with this. But you have those moments where, you know, you're not sure if what you're doing is what you're supposed to do. Like, you may not be getting a response that you're looking for. You may not be getting the followers that you've worked so hard on. You may not be getting the likes. But what I've learned is to stay patient. I still struggle with that now. Like, you know, people look at me and they always giving me compliments. Like, you're doing so bomb. You're so da 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 da. And sometimes I'm just like, what are y'all seeing? Because only you know the work that you put in. And of course, you're going to be your worst critic. And of course, you know how much hard work you put in. But, you know, most times it may not even be reflected in the work. And it's not even, I'm not going to say it may not be reflected in the work, but it may not even be recognized by your peers. And, you know, a lot of people may say, well, why are you looking for your peers for acceptance? Or why are you looking for your peers? And at the end of the day, that's, you know, you're sharing your art with the world, you know, for a response. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want people to be able to connect with the message that you're trying to put out. And you may feel some type of way when they're not receiving it. But I will say, like, you know, patience is key, because if your heart is in it and you truly believe in it, it's, you know, the patience is what's going to carry you. Like, don't ever feel like it's all for nothing, or, you know, just keep going. But patience is one of my biggest obstacles, and just not seeing everything happen right then and there. But yeah.
Awesome. So since you said what you just said, your statement that you said, like, sometimes you don't see it, you know, sometimes you don't see what other people see. How would you define success then? How would you, you know, how would you see or determine that you are now, you know, starting to enter into your success?
I guess it's different for every lane that I'm in. Like, for Fifth Step Afro's Out, my ending goal is to ultimately have Fifth Step Afro's Out be a nonprofit or some type of global movement or initiative to where I can really change something. You know, like right now I'm in the extreme baby stages, but if I'm able to go back home to Ghana and you know, be able to work on the construction road, because the roads are really bad out there, or, you know, be able to go to schools and speak to kids about careers and being an entrepreneur, you know, on a bigger scale, on a nationwide scale, then I see that as being successful. You know, there's levels, but that's like my top goal. So I always measure, am I successful, depending on what goals I'm trying to set. So.
Awesome. So how do you interact with the people who are helping you to, you know, become successful? How do you keep the people around you to want to continue to support you and keep the movement alive? How do you keep your support alive as well?
One thing I will always say, and I always pray about this every day, I'm so thankful for the support that I have, because it comes from everywhere, like my family, my friends, and I always read the post, you know, the meme that says, people will support a celebrity before they support their friends. Mm-hmm. But like in my case, it's not like that. It's never been like that. I've never experienced that. And I'm so thankful for it. So I always try to show my gratitude. People always say I'm like the family or friend social worker. People come to me for whenever. I try to be available for my friends, my family, even my followers. Like, it's so, mostly daily I get a DM or some type of message where people reach out to me and be like, hey, I know you're a social worker. What do you think about this? Or, hey, I'm thinking about starting my master's. I know you got yours. What do you think about this? Or, you know, I have a child in child protective services and I'm struggling with this. How do you, you know, advise me to do this? And, you know, I'm not God. I'm not I don't have all the answers, but if I feel like I can help you, I'll give you my opinion. And, you know, in that sense, I feel like I did my job in supporting. So when people support me, I support them. And that's, you know, another reason why I'm doing this cookout. So I want to give back.
Definitely. And at this cookout, you are pushing the network movement. And that's basically what you just said. You support people who are supporting you and you're networking, you know, you're keeping the movement alive. I need you to teach these people how to network, Black A's. They do not understand just opening your mouth can literally change your life. You never know who you're talking to. You never know who has that, you know, that goal or that option of just passing your name along or passing your business card along. How would you recommend, or how would you say coming to this cookout, your event on Saturday, how would you recommend that, you know, the people start to network, or what are some directions that you would guide them into networking at your event this Saturday?
And it's so crazy because you would think that, like, networking isn't something that comes easy, especially because people are so different. And personality, you have your shy people, mm-hmm. you have your upfront people, you have your outgoing people, but I think you always have to channel who you are into how you network. So for example, at first, you know, I'm a pretty open and outspoken and outgoing person, but sometimes that may come off as being quote unquote extra to some people. You don't want to come off extra all the time, you know? So I say this to say, you know, to start off with a conversation, I always say, like, if you see somebody in the street that you follow on Instagram or wherever and you want to speak to them, speak to them. If you are having a random conversation with somebody, you know, make a segue and you want them to know something about your business or your brand, segue into the conversation. If you, you know, like something somebody has on and you haven't seen the brand before, ask questions. Like, hey, what's that? Oh, that's your brand? Okay, tell me more. They tell you more. Then, you know, you share, they share, and it becomes more of a conversational. So I think a lot of it begins with being able to speak to people. If you're a shy person, I know it may be hard to break out of that shell, but it can definitely be done. Like, make a habit of talking to any and everybody. Like, you know that rule, don't talk to strangers. I gave that up a long time ago. I literally talk to anybody. Because you don't know anybody's story, and that random person that you meet could really, like, change your path in your life. I've spoken to homeless people I'm not going to say that have changed my life, but changed my outlook on a lot of things, and to where that really, like, pushed me to the next level. And I almost didn't talk to them. So I definitely would say, like, speaking to people, carry a business card everywhere you go. I carry my business cards in my cell phone case because if I'm not carrying a purse, if I don't have them on me, I got my cell phone everywhere I go. I literally take it out of my cell phone case and I pass it on. If I'm running low on business cards, I make sure I refill it up. ThisThePrint.com is another good resource to use to have business cards made. You can get like 500 business cards. Any design that you want, customize it for $25, you know, like something. Then they got some for like $15. Like, you know, it's really affordable. I think it's something that everybody should have. And when I was in New York, a random stranger, like, really taught me something. I was walking around, like, in the city randomly, and she was like, oh, I like your outfit. And then it grew into, what do you do? And she saw my camera. She was like, oh, you're a photographer. She was like, I'm looking for a photographer for my wedding. And then she was just like, do you have a contact or do you have a card? And I didn't have a card. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I didn't get booked for that gig, clearly, but that really taught me that you don't know who you're going to meet and when you're going to meet them and how you're going to meet them. So you should just be prepared and have cards. Because even if you do share what you do, people are going to forget, you know, just in their everyday interaction. But if you give somebody a card tangible, they're going to feel it. They're going to see it. They're going to see your name. If your logo's on your card, they're just going to remember it. Subconsciously, they're going to remember you in some way, shape, or fashion. So definitely cards and speaking to people are the key to networking, in my opinion.
Definitely. And one thing that I have learned based off of the story you just told, I learned one thing too. At one time, I ran into someone and I didn't have a card either. But me being the millennial that I am, I'm like, well, pull out your phone. I can put my name, my number, my email on your phone. Yes. They looked at me like, no, I'm not giving you my phone. I'm like, nah, this is my personal phone. We're doing business right now. So where's your business card? And that was literally the last day that I walked out my house without a business card. From that day on, yep. I learned my lesson. So definitely I can agree with you on that one. But let's get into this mm-hmm. cookout. So when it comes to this event on Saturday, why are you throwing this event on Saturday?
Okay, so originally the cookout started. So, of course, I'm back and forth from New York to the DMV. And there's kind of a disconnect in the DMV. One, because I've been away so long. And two, because I don't know what it is in the DMV, but we really struggle with not being able to network. Or what I've seen is the crab in the barrel mentality. It's not everybody,
exactly.
But
yes.
A lot of times that's what it is. And, you know, when I am in the DMV, I go to the local shows. I like to see the new talent. My best friend is an up-and-coming rapper, so she takes me to her shows. And, you know, that's when I'm exposed to a lot of up-and-coming artists or a lot of the events I go to. They have creatives. And one thing I always compare it to Trash DMV, and maybe I shouldn't do that, but I think it's kind of good that I do, because in New York, you see the same people at the same events. You see support. If somebody's up there on an open mic, people are rooting them on, cheering them on, talking to them afterwards, saying you did a good job, stuff like that. But in the DMV, it's more like people not quiet during the performances. They mugging on you. When you get off the stage, they don't tell you you did a good job, even if you did. A lot of people not networking, but they're in the same field. And it's really starting to get to me, because I see so much talent in the DMV, and it really, really grinds my gears, Peter Griffin voice, that it's like that, because I don't think it needs to be like that, and I don't think it should be like that. I don't know why a lot of people in DMV see each other as being competition when, in all actuality, we're family. Like, we know each other's struggles. We grew up around similar areas. Even down to the, oh, well, you're from Maryland, you're not from D.C., or you're from Virginia, you're not from D.C., you know, that type of thing. Like, we got to cut all that out and come together, and I feel like once we do come together, it's going to be a beautiful thing. So that was the main reason why I did it. And a secondary reason why I did it was because I started the Black Men with Black Haze thrift web series, and I wanted to raise awareness about the show, but in a creative way. So that's why I made it 90s, and that's why I made it thrift themed, so nobody felt compelled to like go out and buy a crazy expensive outfit. And it was just going to be mainly about having fun, mainly about networking, and just so it can have that focus, but still kind of have like a fun aspect to it. So
I applaud you for that one, especially your second point, you know, just having people go out there in the threads, you know what I mean? Just going out there and having fun. You don't have to be, you know, the top flyest person. You don't have to go out and spend $300 on a Gucci mm-hmm. belt just to go have fun at a cookout. It's not even about that. It's about the business. So I definitely agree with you on that point, because especially in the DMV, we both grew up in the DMV. You know, people we went to high school, middle school with still look at you and be like, yeah, no, I'm not supporting you. Like, what you mean? Like,
right.
You
know what I mean? Right.
So I definitely agree with you on that one, too, as well. But when it comes to your series that's coming out, when does the series start, and how can people tune into the series?
So originally I dropped kind of like a preview type of trailer thingy. And I ran that it was really supposed to be for a month, but, you know, with all the craziness of working and everything, it ran for 2 months. But I dropped the first episode, I believe, 2 weeks ago. So if you search Black Haze on YouTube, BLACHAZ3, you can find my first episode. I also made kind of like a sub episode where I wanted viewers to vote on which outfit they like best, because I couldn't decide. So I picked one outfit on the first episode, but I made it into two different versions of the outfit. So on the sub episode of the first episode, it was more so for the viewers to be like, oh, I like outfit one, or I like outfit two. So I can kind of gauge what people like to see. But definitely search Black Haze on YouTube. You'll find it. And if you have any questions, feel free to DM me on any of my social media sites.
Do you have a channel that we can subscribe to? Once we search you on YouTube, can we subscribe to your channel so we always get the feed every time you go live or you go, you know, post a new feed?
Yes. So it should be under www.youtube.com/blackhaze.
Okay.
But I'm still pretty new to YouTube, so I'm not sure if that's how it works, but I believe it's called Black Haze. So
all them social media marketers out there listening right now, all them social media marketers out there listening right now, make sure you guys go plug yourself in. She just threw you a oop. You don't even know it. You don't even know it. But definitely, because we're trying to put that out there for the people. We're definitely trying to put that out there so they can go subscribe to your page. But if you can go ahead and give us a little bit more information about your cookout, where the people can find it, where the people can come, how they can network, what they should bring, what they should expect. Because you have a lot of ideas, man. I seen your Twitter just popping today. You have a lot of ideas. Go ahead and drop those ideas on them.
Okay. So the Bargaining with Black Haze 90s/retro thrifting cookout. It's a really long title, y'all, but don't worry. It's going to be at Anacostia Park from 12 to 6 p.m. on June 10th, which is this Saturday. So at the cookout, I want it to be really summertime. Like, I wanted to be good vibes, good people, good food. I want there to be games, spades, double dutch, super soakers, the whole nine yards. I actually put a post up on my Instagram, where I'm having people list what games they would like to play while there. I've seen kickball. I've seen dominoes. I've seen tug of war. I've seen all type of activities. So if we can make them happen, we're definitely going to make them happen. I saw hula hoops as well. And as far as networking, so there's going to be a cipher, and the cipher is pretty much like a rap battle. But in this case, I don't want anybody to battle because I want it to be a really peaceful event. So it's going to be a rap battle every hour on the hour starting from 2 p.m. And there's going to be a rap sign up at the DJ booth the day of the event. And pretty much there's going to be a random instrumental chosen. There's going to be a word, and everybody has to rap about the word that is given on each round. And I want to have a segment of where we'll play DMV artists, rappers, singers, whomever decides to give their music to me. And I want to have them, you know, get their shine on, have people listen to their music while there. So those details will also be on my Instagram page, hopefully by tomorrow. I'm still waiting on some approvals. And what else? It's going to be a good time. Even if you don't want to come out there and you don't want to network, it's going to be a great way to meet people in the DMV. I know a lot of times if you're not in school anymore, you may feel disconnected and you may not know how to quote unquote make friends or have fun anymore. It'll be a good opportunity to meet people in your age group, have fun, good vibes. It's going to be fun. I'm excited for it. So,
yo, Black Haze, you know for a fact you about to take over the whole entire Anacostia Park, right? You about to have people in the water, girl. You about to have people everywhere out there standing up on the benches. Everybody going to have a grill popping. Can people bring their own grill, or are you cooking for them? Like, how does that work?
So we'll actually have a chef. His name is GQ Nation. So, okay, another thing. There's so many facets to it, and because... Okay, that's a whole nother story. I'll be rapping y'all. But, okay, so the chef will be GQ Nation. His name on Instagram is GQ Nation. He will be serving up, and there will be drinks provided, not alcoholic drinks, but, you know, regular food drinks. I'm sorry, I just completely dazed out. What else did you ask?
No, that's fine. So he's catering it. So this is something that is geared to his business. So he'll be able to network with other, you know, people in the culinary arts field as well.
Right. Oh yeah. Okay, that reminds me. In addition to our chef, there is going to be vendors. We have various vendors that will be selling things or telling people about their business. That will also be set up. We're going to have between 7 and 10 businesses, so you guys check them out if you come to the cookout. In addition, I will have a live painter which I thought was really dope. We're going to have recycled materials from throughout the DMV that we will collect, and she's going to spray paint them kind of like on some Fresh Prince-ish, and she may paint them with regular acrylic paint as well. So that's going to be a live painting at the cookout. So there's going to be a lot of different things going on that you guys can check out while there. But please be sure to speak to those people that you do see, because everybody's going to have their own story. Before the cookout starts, I'm going to make a post about each person that will be in the cookout. Everybody has like a vital background. So I'm going to definitely share that with you guys. So just be on the lookout. I'm really, really excited for Saturday.
I am too. I'm definitely going to be there. Me and Teb, we're going to be there. We're going to put up an information table. So definitely everyone who's listening right now, definitely come through and check out the Revive platform as well as College Bound Entertainment. So I do appreciate you for reaching out to us and allowing us to come into your space too. I appreciate that one.
Of course. It was actually, you know what, originally Anacostia wasn't going to allow this to happen. And Teb actually reached out to me. I sent a text message to Teb originally when I first came up with the idea, before I even put the flyer out. And, you know, she asked me, could she bend? And I was just like, you know, they're not letting us do it, woo, woo, woo. And then, you know, we worked around it. So I'm happy everybody's able to have a little piece of the pie.
I'm happy that you are allowing us to have a piece of your pie. Like, this is what we need. Like how you said, we're trying to shake that crab in a barrel mentality. You're allowing people to come in and share your space. You know what I mean? Because this is your event. This is your, you know, your hard-earned work that you're putting out here, and you're allowing people to share that with you. So I do appreciate that once again. And I know everyone else who's participating is going to appreciate that too. Are we going to get a dose of the Haze and Haze action this Saturday too? We're going to see a little bit of Dennis this Saturday?
You know what? He actually asked me the other day, do you want to do a shoot at the cookout? And because it's crazy, because I knew about this cookout for a while now, and I still don't have an outfit, which is really crazy. But that's a whole nother story. He asked me, did you want to do a shoot? You know, because we haven't shot in a really long time, because I've just been really busy on branding on my own. But I was like, you know what? We can. But his outfit is so dope. It's so colorful. And I'm just like, but I feel like we should dress similar. But I don't know. So he'll definitely be out there. But if we'll be in Haze wear, who knows? I need to find something to wear.
Awesome. It will be exciting to see that Haze in action, as well as Black Haze in action on her own, standing on her own, holding her crown high each and every day. I know you're going to have an amazing time. I know you're going to have an amazing event. I know for a fact you're going to do that, because people are talking about it every day on social media. But before you do go, I do want you once again to give yourself a shout out. Let the people know where they can find you, your website, your YouTube now. Congratulations on your YouTube channel, your YouTube.
Thank you.
Your Instagram, your Twitter, everything. Let the people know, as well as the address, if you can give the address too, because not everybody knows the address to Anacostia. But the address and the time and everything like that as well.
Okay. So can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so the cookout will be on June 10th at Anacostia Park. So the address to Anacostia Park, actually, it'll be at Northfield at Anacostia Park. So pretty much when you come into Anacostia Park, you drive down so you see mad people. But this is the exact this is the exact address. Give me 1 second.
Is it closer to the pool or down bottom?
It's down kind of when you first come in where the pavilions are.
Okay. But yeah, let's get that address.
I know it's 1900. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to find it.
You fine. While you're looking for it, go ahead and give us your social media and your website.
Okay, so my social media is Black Haze. So that's B-L. I'm sorry. It's B-L-A-C-H-A-Z-3. And on Twitter, you can find me at ZAAAYM_SheBlack. And on YouTube, it will be under www.youtube.com/BlackHaze. And the address to this cookout on Saturday is 1900 Anacostia Drive, Southeast Washington, D.C., 220. So if you have any questions, you can find me on any of those social media sites. Please feel free to DM me, comment, anything. I try to respond. If not, put it out in the air. I'm sure somebody else will respond if you have a question. But also look through my post as well. Most of the answers are there, too. And I can't wait to see y'all.
Awesome. Give us that address, though.
1900 Anacostia Drive, Southeast.
Awesome.
Washington, D.C.
Yo, Black Hayes, check this out. So we just got a tweet. Someone said, Is she what's in the background? Is that pots and pans? I guess you were in the background. Don't they say what is that in the background? Pots and pans. I was in here dying laughing. I apologize. That's what I wanted to get out. I was reading the tweet. But definitely.
Do you know what's funny about that? This whole time I've been trying to cook real quiet. Like I'm over here making dinner, but I'm trying to stir real slow, move the pots all slow. Y'all still heard it.
They definitely heard it. You know they was tuned in. You know they was tuned in. They was like, what she cooking on pots and pans? But definitely, one more time, I do appreciate you, Hazel, for coming on. I cannot wait to see you on Saturday. I know you're going to have an amazing event. Thank you once again for allowing, you know, the people in the DMV area and people across the world, because I know people are traveling to come and see you, to have a safe space to come network and just be themselves. You know what I mean? I appreciate you, and I appreciate everything that you're doing. I hope you continue to grow. I know you're going to continue to grow, and I wish you many blessings in your future endeavors.
Thank y'all so much for having me. And another thing, y'all, please spread the word. Believe it or not, I've definitely met a lot of people who, even my own friends, who have said they haven't seen a post yet. They didn't know that there was going to be a cookout on Saturday. So if people are looking for the move on Saturday, y'all, please let them know the 90s Bargaining with Black Hayes retro thrift theme cookout will be the move.
Definitely. I got you. I'm tweeting for the rest of the week. I got you. We are in there. The Russell Brand movement would definitely be in there. Make sure you guys stop at our table. I appreciate you once again, Black Hayes. Definitely, I cannot wait to see you. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And I hope you get everything done. I know it's going to be very stressful. Don't freak out. I know you're going to get everything done, all right?
OMG, thank you for that, because I definitely feel like I've been freaking out all week.
Yeah, you're going to be good. I know you're going to be good. And tell your support system to step their game up, because you need help.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
No problem. I'll see you Saturday.
All right.
And once again, that was Black Hayes. Make sure you guys go follow her movement. This cookout this weekend is going to be bananas. It's going to be 90s theme. Everybody's going to be out there in their threads, dressed in the 90s. We are going to be looking fly, feeling ourselves, loving each other, people. That's the whole purpose of the movement, is to love each other, to network, spread the word, share the message. Anything that you may do, this is the platform for you to come to. Black Hayes 90 cookout is going to be amazing. So definitely stay tuned. Revive is going to be in the building. We do have an information table. So if you do want to figure out any information when it comes to Revive movement, definitely check out the table, as well as CBE, College of Entertainment, will definitely be in the building. We are sharing a table with them. Our table is going to be lit. Our table is going to be fun, fly. Though, we're going to have something at that table you do not want to miss. We're definitely doing a raffle, so definitely stay tuned, because we are doing a raffle at our table. You don't want to miss this raffle. You don't want to miss what we are giving away to the people this Saturday, June 10th. So definitely come down to Anacostia Park between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. for Black Hayes cookout. You do not want to miss this 90s cookout coming to the DMV area. It's going to be an amazing networking event. A definitely amazing networking event. Once again, it's me, your girl, POC. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Revive_POC. Also follow me on Facebook at Revive_POC. Definitely follow me on Twitter every Tuesday. Twitter and Facebook, actually, every Tuesday and Thursday morning at starting at 7:30 a.m. I am going live with Comments with Consciousness, hosted by me, your girl, POC. Take your morning commute with me. Definitely take your morning commute with me. Tomorrow I'm going to have some great topics lined up for us in the morning, just to, you know, have that morning conversation, that morning conversation that needs to be had, just to wake y'all up. That's what I want to do. Go, Trueheart, go ahead and give yourself a shout out too.
Be sure to follow Higher Level Communication on Instagram and Facebook at Higher Level Communication, and Twitter is Higher Level Com. This is your girl, Trueheart. You do not want to miss a True series next week, so stay tuned.
Definitely stay tuned to the Revive platform. We are coming live this Sunday. We have two shows this week. We are coming live this Sunday starting at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Do not miss the Revive platform. This Sunday, we're going to be talking about the Dunday Festival, self-care. We have a lot of things lined up for you guys for this Sunday edition of Revive. Do not miss that. Stay tuned to the flyers. Make sure you tell everybody to go click those links. Make sure you tell everybody to follow the movement. Support, support, support the Revive platform so we can stay alive, because guess what? Revive is alive. You know what time it is.